Welcome to Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo, with over 20 years experience in the wedding industry, from an owner of a wedding event rental company to a DJ and to a wedding videographer.
And I'm your host, DJ Michael Joy. I have, check this out, 30 years of being a DJ. Trust me, there's nothing I haven't seen or heard at a wedding.
All right, well, welcome back into the Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo. Hope you're doing well today. Well, we have another fabulous episode here on the podcast for you today. Today's episode is all about what to do the night before your wedding. That's right. It is the checklist to prep for the big day. We know it's going to be stressful, right? Though, that night before the wedding, so many things to do. And it's completely normal to, you know, have a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. But we are going to help you with a checklist today of the things that you should do the night before your wedding. All right, well, let's not waste any time. Let's jump right into it. So the number one thing is you should eat a healthy meal. When you're stressed, we tend to reach for comfort foods. And although digging into a greasy slice of pizza and a bag of chips or Mountain Dew or something like that might be tempting, eating nutrition, a well-balanced meal the night before your wedding will keep your blood sugar and your energy levels intact. And after a healthy meal, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go on your big special wedding day. So that's right, eat a healthy meal. All right, next, drink a lot of water. So along with eating a nutrition-dense dinner, drinking enough water is essential for optimal nighttime rest. And also, it's going to be important to be hydrated for your big day, right? You're going to have lots on your mind. You're going to have a lot of stress. But you're going to feel nice and hydrated and clear in your mental health and your physical health. So make sure that you keep your bottle of water near, keep refilling it, and keep drinking water to stay hydrated so you feel great on your special day. All right, next, practice walking in your shoes. That's right. Many people, you know, get nervous about walking down the aisle, which is perfectly normal. So practice walking in a straight line in your wedding shoes, especially if they're heels, you know, because you never know what that, you know, terrain's going to be like. It might be a little uneven. So, you know, just rehearsing ahead of your special ceremony is going to make you feel a lot more confident when you make that stroll down the aisle in front of all your family, friends, and guests. So make sure you take a little stroll in those shoes. All right. This one's really important. Make sure you charge your cell phone, okay? You're likely going to be, you know, wanting to play music, you know, while you're getting ready, or you're going to be talking to folks, all that kind of good stuff. So you need to make sure you have lots of juice in that cell phone battery. Make sure it's fully charged to give you peace of mind in case you need your phone. You're going to take a lot of pictures, I'm sure, probably videos, maybe even do a TikTok, whatever. So make sure you got your battery nice and charged. And if you can, you might want to take one of those portable batteries for your big day, just in case, you know, you're not able to have access to your charger or something like that during, you know, preparations on the big day. All right, next, pack your personal items. Whether or not you're, you know, gonna have some sort of, you know, pocketbook or something that you're gonna be a part of your wardrobe, make sure you pack some sort of small bag with the must-haves that will prepare you for the day. You know, fill it up with travel size makeup products or a compact mirror for reapplying, you know, gum to freshen your breath, hand sanitizers to keep your hands clean, tissues to wipe away those happy tears, right? And anything else that you want on hand, but make sure that you gather those together, which kind of goes hand in hand with the next one, which is a survival kit. That's right. So in addition to packing personal items, you're going to want to bring a small emergency kit with like Band-Aids, safety pins, maybe some Advil or Tylenol, some hair ties, things like that. So that way you can spring into action if something doesn't go quite your way on your wedding day. All right, print out a list of vendor details. That's right. You want to stay organized, compile a list of your vendors' information, like their name, their phone number, their arrival time, all that kind of good stuff. So that way you've got it. You can give that information to one of your point of contacts for the day, whether that's your wedding planner or a maid of honor or somebody like that. So they have all that information in case they need to make a phone call or, you know, check on somebody. They've got all the information there, and they don't have to ask you for it, and you don't have to go through digging through things because you're going to be, you know, have enough on your mind. You don't need to be, you know, worrying about the vendor aspect of it. So that way you can pass that on to somebody else if need be. All right, grab a pair of flip-flops. That's right, spending the whole day in heels would not be the most comfortable experience. So give your feet a nice, you know, rest and relief before you're going to put those beautiful shoes on, before you're going to be dancing the night away. But throw on those pair of flip-flops into your bag, change into them, you know, throughout the day before the ceremony and the reception, and, you know, just use those to really give your feet a nice rest before you're on your feet all day. All right. Make sure you have some cash on hand. Since your vendors are working hard, you're bringing your vision to life. You know, tipping the team is definitely a considerate gesture if you have it in your budget. So grabbing a couple of bills to leave for gratuity, you know, will definitely be nice. And who knows, you might need some extra cash for, you know, some other emergency that pops up as well. All right, double check payment for vendors. So in addition to tip money, you also want to make sure that you've sorted out all your vendor payments, you know, whether you've already paid them or you have last minute payments to make. You want to make sure you have all that in order so you're not stressed and worrying about that on the big day. You can take care of that the night before. All right, I really like this one. Write a love note to your partner. Well, this is definitely not a requirement, but writing a love letter to your future spouse will go a long way. It's the perfect time just to sit down and, you know, let those raw emotions come out, and you'll speak straight from the heart. And it'll be something that your spouse will cherish for the rest of their lives. So, yeah, put the pen to the paper, write a couple special words, couple sentences, and have someone hand that off to your spouse. All right, put any bags you need in the car. So the morning of the wedding is going to be jam-packed, right? So the last thing you want to do is haul heavy bags and suitcases into your car, you know, whether it's stuff for getting ready for the big day or whether it's going to be a bag and suitcase and things for the honeymoon. You don't want to be worrying about that on your morning. So take care of all that the night before you tie the knot. All right, just kind of like we were talking about with vendors, you know, you want to confirm with your vendors, making sure that everybody's going to, you know, aware of the time, the place, you know, recapping all the details, confirming their presence. All that stuff is going to make you feel well prepared, and you're not going to have to worry about that on your big day. All right, assign someone to be the morning after person. So that way you can have, you know, whether it's a bridesmaid or family member, friend, whatever, you know, they can reach back out to the venue, make sure nothing was left the day before on your big day. And if something was left, they can run out there and they can go grab it. Okay, you wouldn't be surprised on how many times phones and wallets and all kinds of things like that are left at the venue. And that way, you will make sure you've got somebody to go retrieve all that stuff from the venue and then in the event that something is left. All right, go over your vows, right? You need to practice them, make sure you're comfortable with them. So the night before is a great time to just sit down, take a few minutes and reread through them, make any edits as you need to, and practice them so that way you're going to feel nice and comfortable to recite them in front of all of your guests. All right, clean your engagement ring. Your engagement ring is going to be the focal point of countless photos and also on your finger and then adjoining with your other ring that you actually get. So make sure you take a few moments the night before to clean and give your ring that sparkle so that way it looks fabulous in the pictures. All right, next we have keep up with your nightly beauty rituals. That's right, you've probably been following a consistent skincare regimen for months, maybe even years. So don't forget that as well. The night before is no exception to make sure that you stay on target with your skincare regimen. You don't want any unwanted acne or anything like that popping up. So make sure that you keep up with your skincare regimen. All right, enjoy a pedi and a manicure, right? Again, you're going to be the center of attention. Make sure you have your nails looking good. So make sure you take care of that. Spend a little alone time with your partner. Yes, you can see them the night before. You just can't see them the day of, right? So before all the busyness of the big day, make sure you carve out some time to spend with your partner. I think that will just be a great way to, settle those nerves, spend a little quality time before it gets a little hectic on the wedding day. All right. And make sure that you say a big thank you before you put your phone away for the evening. Take a second to, shoot out some texts, give a couple last minute phone calls, but, just send some love, to your bridesmaids, to your family, to your friends, to your future spouse. Just letting them know how much you care about them, how much you love them, how much you thank them for being a part of all the planning. And tomorrow is going to be the big day and you're excited about it. So make sure you send them some love. All right, don't forget to turn your phone on silent. You need to make sure that after you send all that love that you get some rest, guys. You've got to get some rest. And you don't want your phone dinging all night long, right? You need to make sure that you do that. All right. And lastly, get in one last kiss. That's right. You and your partner are going to be parting ways. And there's no better way to end the night with a kiss. Make sure that you, just say goodbye. And I'll see you tomorrow when it's time. And, give them that last kiss. And when you seal that kiss, then you need to get a good night's sleep. You're going to be walking down the aisle the next day. You need to make sure that you get as many hours of sleep as possible. Try to get in bed at a decent hour. Try to, make sure that phone's on vibrate. Try to cut out the light, whatever you like to do, but make sure you do it so you get some rest. So that way you are ready to go for your big day and you're not yawning all day long and falling asleep. If you listen to all the different things we have here on the checklist of the night before your wedding, between the meals and drinking water, getting a good night's sleep, making sure everything's packed and ready to go. So that way when morning arrives and it's time to leave and head to the venue and get ready for the big day, you are all going to be perfect. You're not going to have to worry about stress or any additional stress, right, that you already have for the big day because everything was taken care of the night before. All right, guys. Well, that's everything I've got for you for the night before your wedding day checklist. I hope you got some good information. Hope you took some time maybe to pause the episode, write this information down so that way you can remember it and you'll have it for your night before your big day. Again, this is Joe Cirillo. I am with the Calling All Brides podcast. Please give us a rating and review. Please share us with another bride that you know so they can hopefully get some good information to help them with their wedding planning. We will see you on the next episode of the Calling All Brides podcast. Take care. Great episodes coming up, and we've got a whole lot more, so make sure you stay tuned to the Calling All Brides podcast.